30 children cling to life at the emergency ward of the Doctors Without Borders clinic at Halloween Camp. 8 died of severe malnutrition last week, and 80 more new cases show up at the door each morning. Halloween was just opened a month ago to handle the overflow from 3 other camps at Doloado, a sprawling complex holding more than 120,000 refugees from Somalia's famine zone. Halloween's emergency coordinator, Wojtek Ostabski, says these recent arrivals are in worse shape than those who came earlier.
They are chronically malnourished. The journey itself lasts for days or weeks. And it's a tremendous effort for them to cross and to come to this place here. And they are not getting any stronger during this. They are getting weaker. That's why what we observe, it's over 50% of malnourished kids below 5 years old that cross the border are malnourished.
Ostabski says 1,800 children, or nearly half those under the age of 5, are in the camp's nutritional assistance program. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the flow of refugees into Doloado was more than 2,000 a day at its peak. Now the flow has dried to a trickle. But agency spokesman Laura Padoan says the latest group of refugees is showing symptoms of a wide variety of malnutrition-related diseases.
You can hear a lot of coughing. There's a lot of children here who have upper respiratory tract infections. Many of them have been staying outside whilst they've been traveling to Ethiopia. They haven't had shelter, so some of them are arriving with pneumonia. But really, the major issue is malnutrition, because they've been forced to flee because of the drought and the famine.
The United Nations announced Monday that famine has spread to a 6th region in Somalia and warned that 750,000 people could die unless relief operations are scaled up. Doctors Without Borders' Wojtek Ostabski says the hardship of working in the windswept desert of Halloween Camp is offset by the knowledge that lives are being saved. But humanitarian workers say much more is urgently needed to head off a looming catastrophe over the next 6 to 12 months, and maybe longer if the rains in Somalia fail again. Peter Heinlein, VOA News at the Doloado Camp on the Somalia-Ethiopia border.